Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. I thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring forth to you one of the world's greatest car designers, and he's put his magic on a couple of different vehicles, and we talked about it during the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, but the reaction was so strong to that that we decided to get him back live here to talk a little bit more about it and invite your calls and questions at our regular telephone number, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, you can reach out via the email bob at boblongradio.com. Bob or boblongradio.com. Bob at boblongradio.com, I should say. Also coming up a little later on in an hour, we'll be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, who will be joining us live from Chicago. But right now, let's go out to California and bring forth the man who has brought us so many beautiful vehicles over the years. He's the gentleman who designed the beautiful BMW Z8, as well as the Aston Martin DB8 and DB9, and of course had his own car company, the Fisker Karma, which was a gorgeous vehicle, and now he's back in action, and he has got two absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicles to tell us about. The gentleman's name is Henrik Fisker. Henrik, thank you so much for joining us here.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, let's talk about the special vehicle that you did last week at the Amelia Island Concours, which was based on the Aston Martin Vanquish, but you gave it a whole new look. Tell us about this vehicle.
Well, you know, I obviously it's been a while since I worked for Aston Martin. It was back in 2001. And it's actually very rare that a car designer designs a car, you know, 14 years ago, and they're still selling the car, which is the V8 Vantage and the DB9. So I kind of thought it would be fun just to take a look at, you know, how could I make a beautiful, timeless coupe again, but with some modern influences. Specifically, I worked together with Panasonic Aviation and Panasonic Automotive, where we put in the world's first curved screen in the car. So it's kind of an interesting thing to be able to merge the new technology that everybody's talking about, of course, you know, Apple doing a car, et cetera, but then merge that with the things we really love about cars, which obviously is beautiful proportion, sculpture, and a great V12 engine.
Oh, and you've done such a wonderful job with this vehicle that you call the Thunderbolt. Let's talk a little bit about some of those changes that you made to the vehicle, beginning with, why don't we start with the face of the Thunderbolt. Tell us a little bit about the design direction that you're going for with this.
Well, first of all the body is new. The entire body is in carbon fiber, so everything has been changed from the roof to the pillars to the doors, fenders, front and rear. And my idea was really to sort of, you know, specifically when you spend time at these, you know, amazing car shows where we look at old cars, you kind of notice that a lot of cars from that time was just pure sculptural pieces of art, where there was not a lot of hard lines running through the car. Now, in the meantime, cars has become, should we say, a little fatter, bigger because of many reasons. And I kind of wanted to move back and just use the pure sculpture of the car and not put a whole bunch of creases in the car. And then on the front end, I kind of enlarged the Aston Martin grille, because I thought that would be something that today we have so many more brands, and I think it's very important that you immediately have a brand recognition when you see a vehicle, specifically for such a famous brand. And then for the rest of the body side, I really just looked into or spent a lot of hours sculpturing the car in a full-size clay. And at the rear, I wanted to put some really thin, modern almost like laser lights or very thin blade lights. And then I also wanted to change the DLO, which is the daylight opening, which is the window line and side view, which, of course, has been repeated a lot with sort of the current sort of swing, sort of negative up at the rear pillar with a longer window. So I shortened the window to give it a little more of a sort of a dynamic coupe look, and then with a very large curved screen or sort of a curved rear window wrapping over the pillar at the rear. So, and then I worked a lot on the stance of the car, making sure that all the muscle was shown around the wheel. So when you actually see it in reality, you'll realize that there's quite a lot of plan view in the car too, as the rear as well. So overall, it's a very muscular but yet elegant look, which I think is typical for Aston Martin.
Absolutely. Just absolutely beautiful wheels, 21-inch wheels. And as Henrik told us, the vehicle rides about a little bit more than a half an inch lower than the regular Vanquish Coupe. I particularly like what you've done with the roof, where you've incorporated a beautiful panoramic glass roof. Tell us about that.
Well, my idea was sort of a little bit to create the entire roof with pillars a little bit like a jet fighter. And if you think about a jet fighter, it really is almost all glass, but of course pillars, which really separates the different pieces of glass. So if you would see the car from, for instance, the top view or sort of a tip-up view, you realize that it really is just almost like a spider web of pillars filled with glass. So the entire roof is one large piece of glass. And it also helps bring a bit more air to the cabin. I mean, I have dark, beautiful Italian leather in the cabin, and I just felt like, you know, that gives a whole new feeling in the cabin for essentially was a pretty tight two-seater sports car.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I remember you and I sitting in the cockpit of the Vantage V8 Coupe when it was first introduced at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit a number of years ago. And one of the statements that you made to me is that what you were trying to do was design-wise kind of along the lines of an athlete in a very well-tailored suit that showed off his muscles but still was understated but yet showed that muscularity. And certainly this vehicle does this in droves.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's really, I think, is sort of the essence of this type of vehicle. If you want to do an elegant sports coupe, of course, other brands would tend to maybe go much more muscular, more extreme. But I really think this type of vehicle, you know, obviously the type of car that James Bond will drive, which of course is also why I put in the champagne bottle holder in the interior, just to give it a bit of that feeling.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you have a question for Henrik. And we do have a number of people with questions, including Paul in San Francisco, California, wants to know how long it took Henrik to build this one-off vehicle, this Thunderbolt. How long did you work on this project, Henrik?
Well, I actually worked on this for pretty much about a year. It was something where I really wanted to take my time when it came to the sculpturing of the car. You can do cars faster, but this one I really spent quite a lot of time sculpturing in full-size clay, of course, with some very good sculptors, clay modelers out of California, actually some terrific guys. So that's something that I feel with a car like that, if you truly want to be timeless, you got to take your time with it. I would say about a year from the first sketch to the final car.
Excellent. Another question out of Miami comes from Angelo. Angelo wants to know if this vehicle is going to be sold. We should back up a little bit. This was a collaboration between yourself, Henrik, and the great folks there, Bo Bachman and company at Galpin, Aston Martin, Galpin Autosports. That hasn't been determined as far as I know. Can you give us any further insight?
Well, you know, it is a one-off, and I really enjoy the car. You know, as they say, if the price is right, you know, I may sell it. It is unique. The first car will always stay unique because there will be no other car with this Panasonic curved screen and this type of interior, because it is almost like a concept car interior. And of course, the screen is not available for sale. It's
absolutely
still a test screen. So
hold that thought, Henrik. We'll come right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We want to say hello to everybody listening in Detroit, the Motor City, on the great radio station, the information station, AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Want to say hello to everybody listening across North America and around the world as well on all of our great affiliate stations and on GCNLive.com and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Henrik Fisker, the great car designer, is with us telling us all about a couple of vehicles that debuted last weekend at Amelia Island, the Thunderbolt design study based on the Aston Martin Vanquish, which was the world debut there, and then another vehicle, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But, Henrik, as you were answering Angelo in Miami, you never can tell. You may end up selling this one-off vehicle, or who knows, maybe there'll be enough demand that you will do these vehicles and they could be sold through Galp and Aston Martin.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first car, which is, the first prototype, is always going to remain unique because, you know, first of all, it has the Panasonic curved screen, and second of all, of course, it has the Aston Martin front grille. So if we do end up building a few, a very limited number, maybe a handful of cars, then they would have a slight change to the front, and then they would have the normal Vanquish interior in them.
Very good. Let's talk about the other vehicle, which was shown. Lots of people saw it for the first time at Amelia Island last weekend. This is the Rocket based on the Mustang. And this was a project that came together rather quickly. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start. I understand Bo Bachman from Galpin came to you with an idea for the SEMA show last November.
No, it was actually quite a little different. Basically, we had both been at the Pebble Beach Concours, and of course enjoyed all the fantastic cars there in Northern California near Carmel. And it was in August last year. And I had sort of for a while had just a dream about maybe working on a Ford Mustang. And of course, I was at Ford back in 2000 till 2005, but unfortunately when I arrived at Ford, the Mustang at that time had just been redesigned, so I never really got a chance to work on the Mustang. So when I saw the new Mustang come out, I thought now's the time to maybe do something special, and I was sort of inspired by the Shelbys of the 60s, and I'd done a few sketches, and I decided simply to swing by Bo on the way back from Pebble Beach in my old Oldsmobile Toronado 455, which I made into a convertible. So I just had a great ride driving from Pebble Beach. And it was in 1972, actually. Anyway, so as I arrived at Bo, I showed him these sketches and said, you know, it'd be fun one day to do something. And then he said, well, why can't we do it for SEMA? And I said, Bo, there's only, 2 months to SEMA. And he said, yeah, it's a problem because we can't get the Mustang. And then he said, well, let's do it now instead of waiting. And if we get done, let's show it in at the LA show. And I said, absolutely, let's do it. So we had literally, we really didn't get started until just beginning of October because that was the first time we could get the Mustang from Ford, which was brand new. And I had to work basically just 2D with sketches. And I looked at every angle, made sure my design was complete, so there was no discovery going to happen in the clay model. So when we finally got the Mustang, we scanned it. We did a virtual model, and there was a great team at Metal Crafters in California, and we worked basically in two shifts, from 8 till 7 in the evening, from 8 in the morning, and then again from 9 in the evening till 3 in the morning to make the car. We also did a full-size clay model. We did all the tooling, and of course, the complete car is carbon fiber with 725 horsepower. And then, of course, Galpin, they did all the interior trim and all the tuning of the car, and they also arranged for ADV1 to make the wheels. So it was probably the fastest project I've ever done. But because we had no committees and nobody to come and tell me what to do, I could make all the decisions in split seconds, and that's extremely important when you do a project like this.
Oh, I can only imagine. L.A. was the perfect venue to debut this show, making its world debut at the L.A. International Auto Show and shown to the public at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance just a week ago. And this vehicle, as you say, was a project that was really a labor of love. The fact that the Mustang is really an American icon and been around more than 50 years, and you were able to take a lot of that Mustang history and incorporate it into this vehicle. As you said, I could see a lot of influences of the Shelby, but when you look at the overall stance of the vehicle, the overall dimensions, and the overall look of the base Mustang, you certainly got to applaud Maury Callum and the folks at Ford. This vehicle in stock form is extremely well done. So you had a great canvas to start with.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was sort of what I was excited about when I saw the new Mustang, that it really, this redesign had really given a foundation of perfect proportions to you know, really work on the new Mustang. It really actually, for me, gets a little back to those great cars, and especially the late 60s. It was slightly bigger, a little bit more masculine. And, for me, to do this project, first of all, to be able to work on an icon like the Mustang was amazing. But the other thing was, sometimes, you know, it's just great to do a project where you have, you know, there's no limits. And, of course, this is something that's hard when you work in a big car company, because you are always discussing with everybody, and there's, you know, volumes and marketing and cost. But this project really was, like you say, labor of love. I just did whatever I felt was right, and there was absolutely no time to tone anything down. So, yes, it does look raw, but I think what American Muscle Car is about is really to show the muscle and how raw they are. And I really felt that that was what I wanted to do with this car, not trying to tone anything down, not to do anything that was political correct by saying, oh, we shouldn't do too much muscle, or let's make it nice, or let's make it a bit tame. So it really looks like a 725 horsepower, and that was really the idea. So pure emotion. It was just fantastic to just have all this adrenaline going for a couple of months while we worked on it. And, of course, now driving it's going to be even more adrenaline filled.
And it will be built in limited production numbers. I literally got thousands of emails, people wanting to know about the production run. Has that been determined, or will basically the demand determine?
Well, obviously, it's a hand-built, coach-built car to carbon fiber, and there's a lot of labor hours going into it because we want the quality to be perfect. And then there's the tuning, and there's the leather interior and all that. So we are a little bit limited by how many we can build. So we have decided only to build 50 this year. We do have quite a lot more interest than 50 people, but we will only build 50 this year, and then hopefully we can ramp up production for the new model year in the end of the year. That's what we decided so far, 50 this year, and then we'll see how many we get to next year.
Well, Henrik, again, I want to thank you so much for your time at Pebble Beach, and thank you so much for the time here this morning. The listeners wanted to hear you live and in person, and, of course, in my opinion, you're truly right up there, one of the greatest car designers of all time. It's an honor to have you here on the show, and we look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you to all the people who listen in. It's great that people still love cars.
And it's great that you're back doing what you do so well, designing vehicles. There he is, Henrik Fisker. I'm Bob Long. Straight ahead, we're going to talk to Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Broke down on the side of the road, damn brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke worn out.
The music is from Brian Setzer. You know him from the Stray Cats from the 1980s. Hard to believe it was that long ago, but it indeed was. You're listening to Auto World. Really enjoyed our time with Henrik Fisker. And if folks would like more information about the Thunderbolt, which is the one-off Aston Martin vehicle, or the Rocket, which is the limited edition, they're only going to make 50 of these, carbon fiber. How much is it? $109,000. But it is spectacular. And it's a carbon fiber vehicle for $109,000 is pretty inexpensive. Ford has announced that their carbon fiber variant of the amazing Ford GT, which will be debuting for the 2016 model year, the follow-up to the GT that was produced 10 years or so ago, that vehicle is going to have a $400,000 price tag. And one of the main driving factors on that is the fact that it is indeed carbon fiber, like this Rocket Mustang that that Henrik Fisker is doing in collaboration with the folks at Galpin Ford and Galpin Auto Sports in Southern California. So if you want more information on this one-off Mustang, by all means, just search the web there for Galpin Ford, Galpin Auto Sports, GAS, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you can own one of these amazing vehicles. Well, we're very lucky indeed to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with the one and only Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am very well. Good morning.
Yeah, just had a little conversation with Henrik Fisker about this one-off vehicle that he debuted last weekend at the Amelia Island Concours down here in Florida, the Vanquish-based Thunderbolt, and then this 725-horsepower Rocket Mustang, which debuted in Los Angeles, and $109,000, but it's a carbon fiber vehicle, as I was pointing out. as we were getting you on board. And for a carbon fiber vehicle, $109,000 is actually pretty inexpensive.
It's funny to say that, but yeah, it actually you could point to the value and say, yeah, I see why it costs that much.
Yeah, exactly. But meanwhile, let's get back to regular stuff for regular folks, because not many of us are lucky enough to have the opportunity to build and take delivery of these one-off vehicles. And you have a story up this week that will certainly definitely be in the wheelhouse of a lot of families. It's a ranking of minivans, and minivans today are not as popular as they were years ago, but certainly they can be very, very useful. And I notice sometimes not only families tend to buy these vehicles, but I've noticed some older folks tend to get into these vehicles as well.
Yeah, the minivan serves a great purpose. That's one of those bimodal distribution vehicles where you have families with small kids and then empty nesters that seem to latch onto them. And for a lot of folks who in their 70s, mid-70s, are approaching 80, one of the great things about minivans is that you have that slide-in hip point so that you're not getting down into a car or stepping up into a crossover. You have this really convenient just slide into it access point, which works for a lot of people who have had hip surgery of any sort, mm-hmm. or just have a hard time reaching up into vehicles.
And you've done a story about fuel economy, which folks can check out at the blog section of ConsumerGuide.com. And you took a look at a bunch of vehicles and decided to rank them as in order of the most efficient minivans. Of all the vehicles that you tested, which vehicle came out at the top with the highest fuel economy ranking?
Unfortunately, it's the one that's probably going to be looked at least by a lot of people. Ford makes a short wheelbase version of the Transit Connect available with their excellent 1.6-liter EcoBoost engine. It's only available in the short wheelbase version. And that one came in at a combined EPA 25 mpg.
Wow, that is quite remarkable. And as you say, it's got that great 1.6-liter engine, and certainly the Transit Connect has done very, very well in the commercial marketplace, and now they're hopefully going to be selling some of these to regular folks. You guys also evaluated a new offering from Ram as Ram expands beyond trucks into vans. This is called the ProMaster City.
Yeah, the ProMaster City, a little less committed to the family segment in that there isn't a third seat available, but there is a second row seating. But with the 9-speed automatic and the Mopar 2.4-liter Tiger Shark engine, the vehicle earns a 24 mpg combined rating.
Next on the list with a ranking of 24 miles per gallon is kind of a Swiss Army knife-like vehicle from Mazda called the Mazda 5.
Yeah, we love the Mazda 5, and it's one of those vehicles that never seems to fit in any particular segment. It doesn't enjoy the access of sliding side doors, and it really nicely, usefully cubic-shaped, but also very fuel-efficient. The EPA gives it a 24 combined mpg rating.
You guys also evaluated the regular Transit Connect, which is equipped with a larger four-cylinder engine, 2.5 liters, but you can carry seven people around in this vehicle, and it delivers a pretty decent number, 23 mpg.
Yeah.
Another vehicle on the list is always been a little bit funky in its design cues on the interior, but in more recent renditions has become a little bit more mainstream. The Nissan Quest, how did that fare?
Yeah, that's the outlier of the traditional minivan, but certainly the most traditional one that we've talked about so far. 22 mpg, and that makes use of the only CVT on the list, and Nissan's excellent 3.5-liter V6.
Another vehicle that Tom and his crew evaluated was a perennial favorite for many folks, and that's the Honda Odyssey. And this utilizes a 248-horsepower 3.5-liter V6, and I believe this V6 has the capability to run on three cylinders. Is that correct, Tom?
Yeah, this I guess it is, yeah. This is the first cylinder deactivation engine on the list, yeah. So it'll shut down three cylinders on the highway, which certainly gives it some juice on this list.
22 miles per gallon overall is a listing on that. Toyota's Sienna with a two-wheel drive, 21 miles per gallon. My father-in-law has a Sienna, and he just loves the vehicle. Again, older folks with health problems, and I mean, he'd rather have that vehicle than a Ferrari. I mean, he thinks it's absolutely the best. Another vehicle which a lot of people are fond of is the latest from Kia, and this is a van that's sometimes overlooked, but the Sedona is actually quite a nice piece.
It's really a nice piece. We just recently drove one. We spent 2 weeks with a Kia Sedona at Consumer Guide. Really liked the vehicle, and I think that it's very competitive in the traditional minivan category with its direct injection 3.3-liter V6, which is surprisingly spunky on a conventional 6-speed automatic. The EPA rates that at 20 mpg combined.
Excellent. Now we move to the Chrysler-based vehicles, Chrysler Town & Country at 20 miles per gallon, and the Dodge Caravan at 20 miles per gallon. Eventually, Dodge is going to get out of the minivan business, but for right now, you can kind of get the sportier of the two in the Dodge variant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame to see Dodge go. It'll be interesting to see how Chrysler does that in the showrooms. They will be bringing people to the same physical location, but people who have had three and four generations of the Caravan will be asked to be moving over to the Chrysler. And Chrysler is on record as saying they're not going to be offering a lower-priced base model, so they will be giving up a certain amount of that market.
Interesting. And then finally on the list, we've got the all-wheel drive Toyota Sienna at 19 miles per gallon. It's a great article. If you're in the market for a minivan, check it out. Family Frugal, ranking the most fuel-efficient minivans at consumerguide.com. Just to hit the blog section. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom as we talk about some really cool stuff. So don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
You've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. We're in the midst of sprucing it up, and we're going to have many more cool things in the not-too-distant future, so check it out, autoworldradio.com. You can see a picture of our regular contributor, Tom Appel, who joins us live here today from Chicago, and we're talking about all the latest at Consumer Guide and Consumer Guide Automotive. We were just talking about minivans, and Tom's got a great story up going back to the year 1984. You can check it out. It's called The Small Wagons of 1984, and there are a lot of forgotten wagons. And when you look at today's wagon marketplace, it's quite a bit different from the 80s or the 70s or the 60s or the 50s. As a matter of fact, there's really no non-luxury station wagons currently on sale, unlike the decades of years ago. Why do so many journalists dislike wagons, or why does the public dislike wagons? We lost Tom. All right, so we will get Tom back in the mix here. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you were with us a little bit early in the hour, Henrik Fisker, the great car designer, was with us, and he mentioned something I didn't know. He has a one-off Oldsmobile Toronado convertible. Can you imagine that? Let's throw out a trivia question about some of the other large front-wheel drive personal vehicles, personal luxury vehicles from General Motors. There was a Cadillac that shared that same platform as the Toronado, and also there was a Buick. Tell us the names of either one of those vehicles, and we got a really cool prize for you from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. If you can tell us the stablemates to the Toronado. There was a Buick variant and there was a Cadillac variant. What were the soulmates to the Toronado? 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive, and we were just talking about minivans in 2015, and now we're going to go back and talk about the small wagons of 1984. And Tom, as you point out in this article, right now you can't buy a non-luxury small wagon here in North America, here in the good old U.S. of A. This, for whatever reason, has dried up. You can't purchase it. They don't make them.
No, and it's interesting to note that at one point, or well, in 1984, General Motors actually built four of these.
Yeah, and a lot of these are definitely very much forgotten vehicles. The vehicle that you have as the main picture for the story is from Oldsmobile, and it's how many people remember the Forenza Cruiser? And when you look at the front end treatment of that vehicle with its quad shaped headlights, and it actually was a pretty decent looking vehicle for 1984.
It was a handsome car, and I'm impressed too. What a great the era that this vehicle bridges. It's front drive, it's part of General Motors' J-Car lineup, yet it still has the fake wood trim on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about some of the other General Motors offerings on the same platform. Buick made a small wagon called the Skyhawk. Chevy, of course, had the Cavalier, which was available in many different guises. And then as we look into some of the offerings from the Chrysler brand at that time, Lee Iacocca was at the helm, and you could get the Dodge Aries, or you could get that LeBaron Town & Country, of course, with that also the fake wood.
Yeah, with the fake wood, and at some point, and I'm not sure it was 1984, you could also get it with the Mark Cross custom leather interior.
Very good. Also from the family of Chrysler was the Colt, the Dodge Colt Vista. And this vehicle, what I remember most about this vehicle, wasn't it available with a real funky manual gearbox that actually had the capability of like 7 or 8 speeds? Do you remember that? They had like a different, you had your regular gear shift lever, and then it had a separate lever that gave you additional gears. Do you remember that?
I remember it well, and I think it was most famously in the smaller Colt 3-door. Yeah, and it was a 4-speed manual with a second entire set of gear ratios that you could shift up into. I remember reading about this, just fascinated by it, and what it turned out to be really was sort of an active sport mode where you simply moved up or down a gear ratio depending on where you were driving. Motor Trend pointed out that it effectively only gave you 5 forward gear ratios because 4 of them would overlap when you shifted. So it was an awful lot of mechanical apparatus for the net effect, but I think people thought it was very cool.
Oh yeah, for the day it was definitely very cool. Ford sold an awful lot of Escorts and quite a few Escort wagons. When I look at this 1984 Ford Escort LX wagon, 80 horsepower, 1.6 liter four cylinder engine, starting at 6313 in L guise, they definitely were very, very popular. And you know, you would think today that some automaker would make something like this, but no.
No, they really don't. And I think that we've seen people move from the wagon to the small sport ute, and I think that the wagon isn't really perched for a comeback. I know a lot of people think that these things happen in cycles, but we're not going to see a wagon renaissance, anything like what we saw in 1984.
And also in 84, you could get its sibling in Mercury guise, the Lynx, and you've chosen a great picture of a GS wagon, also with that fake wood paneling on the side.
Yeah, that's an absolutely fantastic look. It's funny that in this particular case, the manufacturer chose to have the car photographed with the fake wood, but on standard steel wheels.
When we look at the Civic from 1984, there was a Civic wagon, and certainly the Civic back in those days was a lot less sophisticated both inside and out than the current generation Civic. I mean, this was really a bare bones vehicle. Those wheels on this vehicle that you have in the article, they look like they're 12-inch wheels. I mean, they look tiny.
And those are the wheels that the manufacturer chose to photograph the vehicle with.
very good to point that out, that this is like the best that we can do right here.
Yeah, they simply didn't dress them up in those days.
That's right. Let's talk about a offering from Nissan. Still around today, the Sentra, but back in 1984, you could buy the XE Wagon. And this stroke, that's definitely, you know, it had a very unusual side view, and you show it here in the print version of this great article at Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com. The 1984 XE Wagon, that side profile was very funky.
It really was, and then the roof slopes sort of right after the what we would call the C-pillar, and by a lot, you could certainly make the case that this isn't a wagon, given how much space is lost to that slope. It doesn't have the straight line back after the driver's door that most wagons have. But Nissan, in fact, called it a wagon, so we chose to include it on this list.
Definitely. We've already touched on the Firenza, and of course, Plymouth had its version of the vehicle that we talked about in Dodge form, the Plymouth Colt Vista, and again, another vehicle with just tiny, tiny wheels when I look at that. The Reliant from Plymouth, also based on that same K-car platform, that available also with the fake wood trim. Pontiac had the 2000 Sunbird, which also was a stablemate to the Buick and the Oldsmobile and the Chevy Cavalier. When I look at the 84 Subaru, a lot of the design language of the Subaru from 84 carried for quite some time. You could see design influences of this 84 Subaru in later editions of the Subaru. This is a GL wagon, but again, for many years, Subaru was not the automaker that it is today. It was very much of a bare-bones type vehicle.
Yeah, its entire lineup in 84 was based along one single subcompact platform. And it's interesting to note in this picture, too, we have a picture of a red wagon here, that it has the white painted wheels, sort of a shorthand way to let people know for sure that this is an all-wheel drive vehicle.
And another vehicle on this list that when I look back at it, you know, just design-wise, it doesn't do anything for me, to say the least. It was from 1984, the Toyota Tercel with the mighty 62 horsepower 1.5 liter four-cylinder engine. Hit with the ugly stick, Tom. There's no other way to say it. We'll take a pit stop and then more. Well, actually, they're chasing us out the door for this hour. I get so excited anytime Tom is with us. So if you're leaving us, thank you very much for joining us for this hour of Auto World. And again, check out my website, autoworldradio.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy
close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.